Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, welcome to The Buzz Archive Friday, everybody. Thanks for checking in. Got a a guest that we had. I don't know when this happened. Way back in 2008. Been in a million movies, man. He held the radio up and Say Anything. He was in 2012 trying to stay alive at the end of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, our Buzz Archive Friday, an interview with John Cusack.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going right to air.
Good timing.
Welcome to the show, please. One of our favorite actors, ladies and gentlemen, John Cusack joins us. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good, nice to talk to you again. We just, I think we talked to you a few months back, actually.
For what was that for? That was for
I don't know, but we'd have you on every other week. I'm not sure.
1408, I believe.
I don't know.
Martian Child, I think, it might have been for Martian Child. I'm not exactly sure, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know that, you know.
Well, thank you, sir.
You know, and the new movie is called War Inc., and it's actually, you can see it tonight, Kendall Square Cinema down in Cambridge. You can see it, and I got to tell you, this looks really funny. It's kind of a satire. I mean, it is a satire, correct?
Oh, it's definitely a satire.
Yeah. You sought out, and I remember you bringing up, or at least either you brought it up or I read something about, you were looking for a picture like this to do for quite some time. Am I right in that?
Yeah, I mean, I was... I wanted to do something that sort of tried to tell the story of what's going on with war profiteering, mm-hmm. you know, and what's been happening, you know, the trends of the last 6 or 7 years, you know, as far as privatizing everything and privatizing the military and sort of what that means, because it's really serious, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And but then if you make a very serious, somber movie about it, it's kind of hard to take because it's so depressing.
Yeah, and people have a hard time going to those kind of movies where it is so
I understand
tough,
it because, you know,
right.
It's very dark times and they just don't want to be reminded of it. People might want to go to the movies to get away from all that, but
right.
There's also a lot of people who I think want a satire mm-hmm. or want something that has some teeth in it and has some ideas in it and has some danger left in it because,
yeah.
you know, subverting all this kind of corporate mythology that we've been asked to swallow for the last 8 years is kind of disgusting and it makes you sick to your stomach. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of fun to throw, you know, to tell the right people to go to hell and to throw a couple bricks. You
yeah.
know, it should feel good to do that. Subversion should feel good because you're subverting something that needs subverting.
You have your sister, obviously, is in the movie Joan. Also, Marissa Tomei, Hilary Duff, Ben Kingsley. In one of the previews, it shows. I think it's Marissa who's being held hostage, and she reads a list of demands. One of which includes trading LeBron James, which is, I mean, you got to remember, it's satire. So that's exactly what it is about. You know.
Well, it's all. I mean, that's another version too. Where you know, there's another version of satire where not only are you supposed to laugh, but you know, it's supposed to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're supposed to think, you know, is it okay to laugh at this, and what does this mean? But then you also think, you know, obviously satire and absurdism just takes the current trends to their logical conclusion.
I was even uncomfortable even saying it. I mean, you know, that's the thing. It's one of those scenes that kind of go, you know, Roadkill's got a question for you.
I love the fact that when we sit down to watch a John Cusack movie, a good portion of the time your sister pops up in that. I think that's so cool. Have you ever offered her a role in a movie that she did pass on going, I don't think that's quite my thing?
No, not yet. But I mean, I'm sure that maybe somebody will stop us from doing stuff because we've done it so many times. But
I hope
we
not.
We just sort of figured as long as we can keep getting away with it, we will.
I think it's very cool.
It's nice.
I think it's very nice.
I'm sure if people need to stop us from doing it, we'll stop. You know, we can stop.
I'm cool with it.
I know we may be wearing out our welcome, but... What can you do, right?
Not here.
No.
I got to tell you, John, I think that if you made a movie and your sister didn't pop up in it, I think your fan base would be just slightly disappointed, actually.
All right.
You know? and obviously, you love working with your sister, but and I saw the movie Martian Child, which was absolutely fantastic. I was wondering how you felt about working with the kids. Bobby Coleman, who played Dennis, the Martian Child, and that. Is it easy to work with a kid that young, or was it difficult?
Oh, it's you know, when they're as talented as Bobby, you know, it's easy. You know, talented people are just talented people. So he was a breeze. He was a joy to work with.
Yeah. In the new movie War Inc., again, Kendall Square Cinema in Cambridge, your character's name is Brand Hauser. And I'm sitting there, John, and I'm thinking, might be the coolest character name ever. Have you ever had a character name that's cooler than Brand Hauser?
Well, Brand is kind of like for the corporate branding and right. the kind of brands sure. that they wanted to put into the green zone when they sort of blew the place up so that they could make a optimal feeding frenzy for all these corporations.
Yeah.
And Hauser just sounds like a howitzer.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of the names are kind of ridiculous that way.
I love the name. I thought it was great. I thought it was excellent. When you look back, and I don't know, I don't remember if I asked you this before or not. Every actor really concentrates on their current project. Is there any project that you've done that you wish maybe more people saw? But because there's a million things that can happen to a movie. It can be a great movie and still somehow not a lot of people see it for a myriad of reasons. Is there a project that you wish more people saw that you did?
You know, I'm pretty lucky to be able to, you know, make movies and get them out there. So, I made a movie called Max a couple years ago that sort of... hasn't gotten the exposure that War Inc. has gotten, but I think it's an equally good movie. But the good news about these days is it's pretty hard for them to kill a movie because there's the DVDs and the life of the movie is so,
right.
you know, there's so many ways for people to see movies now so that you never know. You make a movie and then, you know, it may come and go, but then 5 or 6 years later, people are still talking about it, and it's got this following, so it's pretty cool.
How is Ben Kingsley? I would be nervous meeting him.
He is an absolute gentleman, and he's a wonderful artist, obviously. Everybody knows that, but he's also a guy that you meet, and you kind of want to call him Sir Ben.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
He just seems like he is a sir.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, so this guy came out to Bulgaria, and... came and just gave the performance he gave in the movie, and then, you know, he does a scene in which he kisses your ear and then tries to kill you in a garbage truck, and he's in a garbage truck in Bulgaria doing some fight sequence with you, and you go, this guy's just the greatest, weirdest guy ever.
I'm fighting with Sir Ben Kingsley. Last question, real quick.
I enjoyed your work in 1408. Something a little different for you. I thought it was a little darker than I'm used to seeing in a John Cusack movie.
It's a horror movie, so.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. That's a good point.
Thanks, Scotty. John, the new movie, we're looking forward to, War Inc., and like I said, you can see it at the Kendall Square Cinema down in Cambridge. It's always great to talk to you, John. All the best to you.
Thanks, man.
All right, you got it. Take care. There you go. Well, there's your Buzz Archive Friday. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday at 5:30.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.